Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Simin Tof Nun Aleph, dealing with kashering of various utensils. And we're in the middle of Se'if Yud Gimel. We did the entire Mechaba yesterday, and we'll pick up on the third line with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Roshem Sha'osim Ha'umnim Besoch Kelim. A utensil that the artisans who made the utensil put some sort of a sign in it. They're proud of their product, and they put their brand name inside of it over here. We'll see in the Bir Halacha that the Chofetz Chaim says, and you can see this in Dibur HaMaskil, Me'achar Shenasu Mechadosh, two lines from the bottom, he says, La'niyuz Dati, we're talking here, the Kavonas HaRamah, that the intention of the Ramah over here with this Roshem, Shenasa Ayede Dibuk Oferes Alakli, you're adding, you're attaching, you're smelting onto it some sort of a lead piece onto this utensil, and not talking about the lo benechkach begufo, not that you etched out in the kli, because the bazeh be'emesh shari b'chol gavni imevshul l'nakron heite, because if it's just etched out into the kli, all you have to do is clean it out, and then it would be good. So here we're talking about an additional piece that was smelted onto it. So that's what the Ramah is saying over here. You have this brand name or the artisan's name that's attached into the kli. So this piece is extra to the kli. What's its din? So he says, if you have this roshim shosin omnim besoch kelim mutur lahagilon, you can kasha the kli even with this name branded into it by doing regular hagola. Because this is like it's made from new. It wasn't used previously with chametz before they put on the brand name. And therefore, v'inakrim heitiv, as long as you can clean it well, this would seem to be that you're talking about that there are parts that do need to be cleaned out of actual chametz. As long as you clean it well, so then the regular hagola will work. And he brings us down from the isser v'heter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkaton Ayin Ches, he says that you should look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, which we just did, but we'll read the first part, and the first part, which we didn't read, was Lo Yadati, in the Bir Halacha, Me'achar Shenasa Mechadosh, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, I don't know over here, Mimanushach, why this should be a problem. Imef Shulanakwe, if you can clean it out, Safilu Mkodno Bulia, Lo Domi Litlai. It's not like a patch over here. If you can clean it out, so assuming over here that it's etched in right now, so then why would you need to do anything other than clean it out? And if it's not possible to clean it out, so then you wouldn't be able to use Hagolah. And this question is brought down from the Morgan O'Elef. But as we pointed out, Chofetz Chaim says on his own that he's thinking this is something that's added on like a label that's smelted onto it, and therefore this concern of the Morgan O'Elef is no longer. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ayin Tes says, V'inakrim heitiv, you have to clean it out well. Ulefisha Matsu Shom Harbe Osios, if there are a lot of letters over there, it's a long brand name, V'kosha L'inakrim heitiv, and it would be difficult to clean it out well, so then a better Eitzah would be Mutav Losum Shom Al Osu Amokim Gecholim, go do Liban over there, put coals right on that area, because if there is any chametz that's not able to be cleaned out, Shem Yeshom Mashu Chametz Yisarif, it will do Liban on it, and it will remove it in that way. And he brings us down the name of the Morgan Avraham. Now we go to Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Kisui shel barzel. You have a lid. You have a cover over here made out of metal. Shemechasin bo hakedera, that you're using on top of the pot. So you have a chalon pot, a soup pot, and you have a lid on the top of it. So how do you kasha the lid? So tzarech hagola. Just like the pot requires hagola, so too the lid would require over here hagola. Why? Kivin shemazia b'chol shor mechom hakedera, because it's bubbling inside this pot, and the steam and the Isser or chametz that's inside over here funnels up to the top with the steam, enters into the lid, it's absorbed into the lid, and therefore there are blios, let's say, of chametz in the lid, just like there are blios in the pot. And therefore, one needs to go and do hagola on the lid of the pot as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Pei, as opposed to liafuke, osu kisui sh'ofen lo botze. If you're baking, for example, and you have a lid that you actually attach or touches the actual baked material, not via liquid, but directly, then tzarech libun. He brings that from the Beis Yosef. In that situation, you would need actual libun because, as we pointed out, hagola only works when you're cooking through an intermediary of water or oil, but not if you're actually touching the chametz directly or the isser directly to the pot. Then you need libun. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Pei Aleph, and he says that the pot, so to say, sweats, the steam goes up to the top, and enters into the lid. Rosh Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is what the Mechaber is telling us over here. The imke nivla bo ha-chomet, so the contents of chomets that were in the pot are bubbling and steaming up and hitting into the lid, into the pot cover, ayde chom kli rishon, and it got there via kli rishon heat. And therefore, akin sarah chagola, to get it out, kibolo kach polto, it went in with heat of a kli rishon, so it has to come out with hagola, heat of a kli rishon. Gam kein b'kli rishon, below mahani iru, and just pouring hot water on it, iru kli rishon, would be no good. Dirshu footnote number 72 brings down, what about various types of spigots? V'chein b'rozim hanimtsoim b'kiyar hamitbach. If you have faucets, spigots over here, in the water basin, or your sink, the faucet in the sink in your kitchen. So Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi brings down sheyesh lahagilam. They should be kashered with hagola. Hoel ubolim heim odim mizeyas hasirim, because the steam that comes up from the heat, the steam of various pots sheyesh bem chometz, will go up there. The chin lefamim nishpach aleim chometz, and therefore sometimes chometz actually is poured over there. Ulefichach yesh la aros roschin al tzinor braz. You should pour hot water on the faucets over here, on the spigots. Ubaosu shoy yesh levtoach es braz hamayim achamim atsheyetsu mayim chamim mamish, and at the same time turn the water up to the highest heat content that comes out, and when you pour the hot water on that, that will kasher it. Here's your footnote number 73, has a whole number of different discussions. We're going to go into the fourth paragraph in this footnote, where he says very important items of cleaning, modern cleaning, such as a steamer. So he says, can you use a steamer over here to go and clean something? Is that considered hagola? So he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas, Cheshev or Eifod, that yes, steam cleaning is the same thing like hagola. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. She'evsho lahagil b'liyo shenivlo b'derech bishul ayde adim hanefochim l'mayim. If something got in with steam, so then you can clean it with steam, that's a code kashering as well. What about a microwave? So here he brings down mikrogol, many different opinions as to whether you can or cannot kasher a microwave by putting in water into it and turning it up too high so you get steam evaporating from the water, and that would go throughout the microwave. Would that be considered hagola? So he brings down various opinions and say it's no good, that they won't be able to pull out any blios of chametz that are in the microwave. But then he brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Sefer Hilchos Pesach, she'efsho lahachshir mikrogol lepesach biofen zeh. He does allow you to heat up water and boil it in the microwave, and the steam will come off and go throughout the microwave, and that would be acceptable. However, he points out, you must be careful that you physically have cleaned the microwave well, so there's no mamoshes at all, and as well, you have to make sure that you wait more than a 24-hour period of time before you do this from the last time that the microwave was used. He brings out others that disagree with this. Again, each person should ask their mora halacha how and if they can go and kasher their microwave, what's the best way to do so. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us that when you have the pot lid over here, im nisanu b'pesach al hakdeira below hagola, you didn't kasher the pot lid with hagola. So you have a kasher pot for kasher l'pesach, and now you put the pot lid on from a chometz sticky utensil on top of that pot on Pesach. So the Mechaber tells us, kol hatav shel osur. You have to presume over here, and again we'll see that it was on long enough so that it heated up and that the blios inside the pot cover could have come out, so you have to assume in that situation that they did come out. And therefore, kol hatav shel osur. The Mechaber tells us that we have to presume that the blios went in on Pesach, the rosh osur b'mashu, and therefore the entire contents of that pot are considered chometzdik. And the reasoning is, shezeyas hakisui misare b'tavshil, because the sweat that comes off from the pot will have chometz in it from the pot cover, and that will mix in with the tavshil when it gets hot and it drips down into the tavshil, and you'll have chometz blios now mixed in with the tavshil, and chometz of the mashu is also on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains im sivkot and pei beis. This is true. Afilu im akisui hudach heitev shein bo chashash mishum chometz be'en. This is true even if the pot cover over here has been thoroughly clean and there's absolutely zero chance of any mamoshes over there. It's just the blios. Nevertheless, afilu hochi osur mishum zeyas chometz hablu besocho. As I pointed out, we have to be concerned about the blios of chometz that are in the pot cover, the lid, and that they will come out over here. Sheyored umis arev b'tavshil, that they will come out and mix in with the tavshil. As the pot cooks and boils, so the steam will go up, the steam will enter into the lid will then have chametz in it, it will come back out, it goes in and goes out during the heating process, and therefore the blios of chametz will go into the tavshil. Even though it's a very small amount, it's a mashu. Nevertheless, on Pesach, things are osur with the mashu. The Sharet Zion Os Tzadivav explains, the Kol Shekin, certainly, b'mokum sheish lochosh ayidei harisicha, noga hatavshil b'kiso emchumetz. Sometimes it's bubbling, the pot is bubbling, you have a soup that's bubbling, so the actual soup may touch the pot, not just the sweat, not just the steam of the soup. And then, b'vadei osur, of course that would be osur, that is the opinion of the Rokeach, that's not even a question that that would be osur. Even the steam is osur, so certainly the actual contents of the pot touching the pot lid would be osur. Now, Mishabur continues and he says, "V'minitzanu be'erev Pesach achar sheishos." If you do it in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, when it's osur midaraisa, but it's not yet a chiyuv of kares, so then oz im yeshishim mitavshil neged kol akisui mutter. So mutter. So let's say you have, for example, in the pot cover, you have 1x, and in the pot itself you have 61x, so you have more than 60 times what's in the pot cover in the pot. So now you have batel b'shishim. Batel b'shishim works before the actual iser of kares on Pesach, and therefore the chenim akisui eno ben yomo. Likewise, if the pot cover hadn't been used for 24 hours, me'esha kisui bo k'neiras chametz from the time that it was used for chametz, so then also mutter b'shasat kach l'kuliyama. Then it would be also acceptable that the stuff that you cooked in there on Erev Pesach wouldn't be forbidden, because the rule is the no sin tam lufgam. If a pot has a no sin tam lufgam, the pot wasn't used for 24 hours. By definition, all tastes are considered bad lufgam after 24 hours. So no sin tam lufgam on Erev Pesach is mutter, as opposed to mashen kim Pesach. But if you did this on Pesach, that's not true, because no sin tam lufgam afilu imhu eino ben yomu, no sin tam lufgam pot, even if it's not used within 24 hours. Also, Ladas Ramah, we've already learned previously, that's forbidden by the Ramah. We learned this Lel and Simon Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yud, Bahagah, and the Ramah over there. The Sharet Zion Os Tzadi Zayin tells us that this opinion over here is according to the Ramah. In your Yoredeya, Simon Tzadi Gimel, the below Shasat Chak, Yesh Machmirim Bekisui Afilu Eino Ben Yomo. In other words, only in the Shasat Chak is it permitted. Without a Shasat Chak, it wouldn't be permitted. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Kotan Pei Gimel. He says, Kol hatavshil, the entire tavshil is also. What does he mean by kol hatavshil? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, b'hakdeira. This includes not only the cooked dish, but also the pot itself becomes a chametz tikka pot. You can't use it anymore during Pesach. Then the Mechaber says that the reason why this is so is because the zeya, the steam over here, mixed the contents, the blios of the pot cover with the tavshil cooking in the pot. The Mishnah Berurah explains, sifkon pei dalid, v'im niskar miyad. Let's say, by accident, you took the chametz tikka lid and you put it on the pot as it's on the fire, but you take it off immediately. You were on there just for a short period of time. V'im niskar miyad, you remember immediately, v'esiro min hakdeira, and you took it right off the kedeira right away. And you look at it, v'rosh u'yavish adayin, there's no steam in there, there's no liquid coming out. So you can pretty much say with certainty that no blios came out. Shelo hischil hazia mechoma tavshil shebekdeira. No sweat, no steam came up over here. So therefore, the only way the blios can come out, not by cold, they have to be heated up. And here there is no evidence that there was any heat that got to the pot. In this situation, the Mishnah says, harei hatavshil mutu b'achilo. You can, in fact, use this tavshil. It's not ruined. And likewise, the gamakdeira muteris. And so too, the dish over here, the pot, is considered okay. Afshishnam roslim vinoga echod bechaveiro. And this would be true over here, even though the hot pot touched the lid and they came into contact. But as long as there was no liquid in between them, there isn't a problem over here. We don't say it goes from the kli directly into the kli. The blios don't come out directly into the kli. So the pot blios, pot lid blios, don't go into the pot. Why? Shein isa yotzi mikli likli below rota. You need to have liquid. You need to have some gravy, juice, or liquid to be able to have the blios go from one metal container to another metal container. Kediisa b'yardei sim kufei, the halachos over there are brought down. And that's why, in this situation, if you immediately took the pot off, the pot lid off the pot, you wouldn't have a problem, even though the pot itself was hot. However, avul mishah kisu miyad alek deira. But if you left it there for a little bit of time, how much so? Beinyan sheish lachush, you have an amount of time that you have to be concerned. Shemo kvar hiskel tzad hapnimi shalakisui lahazia, that you have a potential that the inside over here could have sweated. It could have, in fact, heated up. Shaya yatsu lettuce bezeazu and reached the temperature of yatsu lettuce bow. So then, in that situation, it's too late. Then you have to presume the worst, and the contents of the pot, the food inside, is considered to have the blios of chametz from the pot lid in it, and as well, the pot becomes chametzik as well, and would require kashering in order to be used again on Pesach. Now we go to Sif Tetzvav. The Mechaber writes, Kisu shebarzel, if you have a metal cover, shemesimenoso al hacharoro, Kishinefes alakira, and you put it on a piece of bread or cake during the year, and now this pot cover over here, or this cover that is placed on top of the bread or the cake that's chametzdik, comes into direct contact with it, so then hagol is no good. Sorich liban, the Mechaber reminds us that this is a direct transfer of the chametz into the pot without an intermediary of liquid, and it would require a liban. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah reminds us over here in Sivkot and Behei. Lefi shebirov ha-pa'amim, nogeya ha-kisui beguf ha-charor, because the cover over here actually touches the charor, this piece of bread or this piece of cake, shetachta that's underneath it. Ubo'leya mimenu tam ha-chometz, and it absorbs into it the tam of the chometz, shelo ayidei mashke, not via water or liquid intermediary, but directly. Elo ayidei chom ha-esh, through direct fire. And we have the rule, kibolo kach polto, just like it went in with direct fire, the only way it can come out is with direct fire, with libun. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, look in the Prima Gadim, I in the Prima Gadim, the libun zeh lo mahani libun kal. This libun wouldn't be the libun kal that we've been talking about, that it makes the straw if it was placed on the other side of the container burn. Elo ashe nitzotzos nitozen heimenu. This is the real libun. You'd require libun chomur or libun gomur, which would require sparks to be flying. That's how hot it has to get. Dirshu footnote number 74 brings down, it's mashma over here, shim ein ha-kisui samuch l'charora, if the kisui was well above the charora and doesn't touch it, then ein tzarich libun, then you're right, you wouldn't need libun over here. Afo pishiyesh zeya me'ha-charora, even though there's sweat, there's steam that comes up, you wouldn't need to do libun in this situation. He then brings down in the next paragraph over here, whole discussion, does a solid object over here considered to have zeya or not? And the reason why some are machmir is they hold, sheyesh zeya b'davar yavesh, a solid item can have, so to say, sweat, steam that comes off, and even though it's not in direct contact with the lid, it could be machmitz it, it could make it into chametz. And the Prima Gadim, however, is mekel over here. And so is the Toras Chatas. And so is the Beis Meir. And he says, Shekavanoso hi shirak shakisui karov mod lapas, only when it's very, very close. So then you have to be concerned about this sweat, this steam coming off. But if it's far enough away, you don't have to. How do we paskin? So both Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Moshe Zatzal, in the Igros Moshe, they both bring down over here, lahalocha nifsak kideas ha-beis meir. You can paskin like the more lenient opinion of the beis meir over here, who holds, ein zeya biyovesh, if it's not touching, this cover over here is not touching the utensil, it's not touching the food, it's far enough away that you don't have to be concerned at all about any zeya coming off, you don't have a concern, and therefore it doesn't require libun. And Rav Moshe adds, you don't have to be concerned over here. He says, it doesn't normally have zeya coming off during this baking process. With this, we conclude today's shiur.